Let's go to 1 John 4. So the key word in 1 John is love. 46 times. Of those 46 times, 27 of them are chapter 4. So if you had to pick a theme for 1 John 4, it would be love. And we saw there in the beginning of the chapter that God is the source of true love. We saw in the middle of the chapter that His love is manifested through what He did for us. And then we saw recently that His love is the basis for the manifestation of our love. And that's what tonight's theme is about. Beginning in verse 17, the Bible says, "Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. The perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love Him, because He first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from Him, that he who loveth God love his brother also." So the title of tonight is Perfect Love. Let's pray. Lord, use your word in our lives this evening. Thank you for it. Thank you for this chapter, this book. What a blessing it's been to us, Lord. And we just want to be more like Jesus. And we know, Lord, that you can use your powerful word to just slowly conform us to Jesus Christ. And in this particular area, we all need work to learn to love like Jesus loves. And so, Lord, I pray that you would just work on us more tonight through your word. And may you be glorified in this service. We love you and pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. So the Bible says there in verse 17, we can have boldness in the day of judgment. Herein is our love made perfect. The Bible's teaching that through Christ, we have the freedom to have perfect love. Remember, we saw earlier in the chapter that He said His love is perfected in us. We can have perfect love, but not without being yielded to the Lord. The Bible says, as He is, so are we in this world. We're in Christ. Praise God. The day we got saved, we were put into Christ. The Bible says if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. We're a new creature in Christ. The Bible, if you go to 1 Corinthians 1, the Bible says that a lot of things happened to us when we were put into Christ. And through Christ, we have the power to be what God wants us to be. Notice 1 Corinthians 1:30. The Bible says, "But of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption." The Bible says Jesus has made all of those things to us that are in Christ Jesus. So we are in Jesus. We are preserved in Jesus Christ, we're told in Jude verse 1. All of this we have in Christ, and the Bible says, as He is, so are we in this world. So even though we are in this wicked world, we are part of Jesus. And what God is trying to tell us is that we therefore can love like Jesus. Not because of the world that we're in, because it's a mess and it doesn't know how to love, but because of who we are in, Jesus. So He goes on to explain there in verse 18, there is no fear in love. It's a very important phrase. What's the number one thing that causes us to hold back in loving as Jesus loves? It's fear. It's fear of rejection. It's fear of non-reciprocation of the love. It's fear. But God says perfect love, there is no fear. Now remember, love is what we do. We've already made that very clear. We saw that in chapter 3 especially in verses 17 and 18. The Bible says, "Does not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth." So love is action. God showed His love through action. Jesus showed His love through action. And we show our love through action. So what the Bible says, therefore, we can love others, and that is what we do for them, without being afraid. And that really, God is saying, is that is the measurement of perfect love, is the complete absence of fear. Because fear is what cripples us. So, we can, therefore, let's go to some examples. Go to Ephesians 4:15. One example is we can speak the truth in love without fear. Even though there may be consequences. Ephesians 4:15, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. A lot of times we don't speak the truth. We just hold it in. But that's fear. We don't do it because we're afraid. God says perfect love, no fear. We will speak the truth when we need to, despite the potential consequences, and there are some. Jesus spoke the truth and they nailed him to a cross. So, yeah, well, we might face some persecution. We might face an attack if we choose to speak the truth to a brother or sister. But we'll do it if we truly love that person. And we will do it with the absence of fear. We won't hold back. We won't be afraid. And the same with even forgiving others that have wronged us. We can do this. Go to Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. God says that we are to love our enemies. Part of that love is forgiveness. The Bible says, Matthew 5:44, I say unto you, love your enemies. I don't need a show of hands, but who finds this one hard? Who finds it hard to love your enemies? Why? Why are we afraid to love our enemies? Fear. Fear that it's not fair. Fear that, again, what the consequences might be. But perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love has the absence of fear. And what God is trying to develop in us is perfect love. The kind of love he had as Jesus hung on the cross. What did he say? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He prayed for the very ones that nailed him to the cross. I would call those his enemies. So we can love our enemies, we can speak the truth, we can do what we need to do and love others the way God tells us to love others, because we have Jesus and we are in Jesus. And the Bible says God hath not given us the spirit of fear in 2 Timothy 1:7, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. We can even witness to the lost, which, by the way, that's an act of love. When we share the gospel with a lost person, we are offering them an action of love. Because we are offering them an opportunity to get saved and be rescued from hell and spend eternity with the Lord. There's no greater love than that. So when we witness, that's love. But why do we not witness? Usually because we're afraid. The fear of man bringeth the snare, the Bible says. But the Bible says the righteous are as bold as a lion. So if we have perfect love, we can perfectly love the way God wants us to. So it's a decision to cast out the fear because we have the Lord. You know, you think about the Old Testament. How many times did God say to his servants, fear not, don't be afraid, don't fear, don't fear, don't fear. Why? Because he knows we have a tendency to fear. So he was calling, Joshua, have not I commanded to be strong and of a good courage? Be not afraid. Jeremiah, be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee. And then in the New Testament, the disciples, when they were threatened about their preaching, what did they say? Behold their threatenings, grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may preach thy word. We don't want to be afraid of these people, Lord. We want to love them with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So with perfect love, we can love perfectly. And it's very hard. Look at verse 18. The Bible says, perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. So you can see that they're polar opposites. And that perfect love is a complete absence of fear. Because why? Fear cripples. Fear, it says, has torment. Fear is what stops us from doing the right thing. That's again, Proverbs 29:25, the fear of man bringeth a snare. Go to Matthew 10 quickly, if you would. Jesus, in talking about fear, he told us who we are to fear. Because we are to have some fear, but not of man. And we talked about this on a Sunday morning a few weeks ago. Matthew 10:28, fear not them which kill the body, which would be people, right? But he says, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. In other words, don't fear man, fear God. Have a reverence, have an amazing fear for our Creator, for our God, who is a consuming fire. Don't fear man. Fearing man cripples it, as it says, it hath torment. And then God again explains in verse 19, we love him because he first loved us. God is the source of love, like we saw earlier in the chapter, verse 8. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. He is the source of true love, but God is the one that initiated all true love. That's what it says. That he loved us first. So it started with God. Now, in return, what are we supposed to do? But love him. Go to Mark chapter 12 and we'll see how much we're supposed to love him. Mark chapter 12, verse 30. Good verse to memorize. The Bible says, thou shalt love, there's that word again, the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. Think about how you can accomplish this. If love is action, how do you love God with all your heart? If love is action, how do you love God with all your soul? If love is action, how do you love God with all your mind? And how do you love God with all your strength? Something to ponder, isn't it? We love him because he first loved us. So ultimately, what does God want to develop in us? Perfect love. Perfect love. As he said up earlier in the chapter, his love is perfected in us. And we talked about that. How's God going to pull that off? That's verse 12. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Everything is perfected through testing. So God wants us to learn to love with perfect love. What's he going to do but bring people that are hard to love into our lives? To see if we can learn to love like he loves, perfectly, with no fear involved. So this chapter is all about the love of God. That he is the source, that he is love, verse 8. That his love was manifested at Calvary, verses 9 and 10. That his love is the basis for our love, verse 11. If God so loved us, we ought to love one another. And then that God's ultimate goal, as we read there in verse 12, is that his love is perfected in us. That we might have perfect love. And then he explains perfect love, verse 18, casteth out fear. It's the absence of any fear to do the right thing in loving one another. The fruit of the Spirit is love. So if we're yielded to the Spirit of God, we have the capacity to love perfectly. None of us have done it yet, so that means God still has some work to do in our lives, right? Until Jesus comes. So that we can learn to love like Jesus loved. Because ultimately that's what he wants. Look at chapter 2, verse 6. We'll finish there. He that saith he abideth in him, him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. That includes how we love. God wants us to learn to love like Jesus loves. How much does Jesus love? He gave himself completely for us. Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, the Bible says. What does God want us to do? Walk as he walked. Learn to love as he loved with perfect love. Let's pray.